also is gerus. So it takes out the word vov. Rav Papa Rami Yitzchak. Rav Papa now is coming back to answer the original kasha. How come Rav Yishur ben Levi had to say two klolim? How come he had to say halacha kedivri hamekel be'eruv? And he also had to say halacha Rav Yechon ben Uri in our Mishnah. And the kasha was trita. Once halacha kedivri hamekel, trita halacha was Rav Yechon ben Uri. So Rav Papa is saying a teretz like this. I would think, Hani mili be'eruv chatzeres. When did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say a klal? Halacha k'divri ha-meikol be'erevin, only by Ruvi Chatzeris. That's one sug erevin. And Ruvi Chatzeris means you want to carry from one person's house into another apartment, or from your apartment out to a chatzer that a few people share the chatzeris. So then with the Rabbonin, it's also to carry from your apartment out into the chatzer, or into the next to your friend's house. Unless you make it a Ruvi Chatzeris. That's one klal eruvin. Even though it's all the Rishus HaYochid, still you have to put a pot, collect a pot from everybody, and put it in one house. That's called the Ruvi Chatzeris. That's the Kulu B'Gadin. So I would think, that he said Halacha K'divri HaMekol is only by Ruvi Chatzeris. Avo Beruvi Tchumin Eimoloi. Vashenkin by Lachas of Tchum. When you want to walk outside the Tchum, you want to walk more than 2,000 Amos outside the city. And the only way you can do that is by putting an Eruv. So Vahilchas Eruvi Tchumin, maybe here we'll go to Chumra. A Maloi, maybe he didn't say his klal here, Tzricham. That's why Rabbi Shur ben Levi had to say a second time that even by Tchumim, Halachas Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. I already said Halachas Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. That's only a Rubi Chatzeris. But a Rubi Tchumim maybe no. That's why he says even a Rubi Tchumim is also a Kula. Just in this case. According to this Teretz, only in this Halachas Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. All the Hilchas Tchumim could go to Gola Chumra. I will soon prove it. Right, only the cloud, they said a cloud of by Chatzeris, by Eruvin, it's Lakula, Divri Amekol, it's only Eruvin Chatzeris, that's all. But Eruvin Tchum does not have that cloud. Where we say Halochi, we make it, we pass it like the Mekol. When it doesn't say, the Chorishi go Lachumra. So Rashi, Hochi Gassin, Rapopi Rami Itzuch, Uliel Koi, he's going back to the first Kasha. Adi Rabbi Shur ben Levi, that. You still need both chulim. Why? Abba beruve tchumim loy. Said Rashi. For all the Yechon and Benuri be asur tchumim koi. This is going on a ruve tchumim. So Mel, it's very good why he said both chulim. So the Gemara minot tamer. What's your raya? How do you know this to say tishoni lon ben ruve chaser with a ruve tchumim? How do you know to make such a difference between a ruve tchumim and a ruve chaseris? The Tanaim we learned like this. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Ba me devor ma murim be ruve tchumim. When do we have such a chumrah by Ruvi Tchumim with Machmir? We'll soon see what the din is. Avo beruvi chatzeros ma'arvin bein ladas bein shloi ladas. The question is, if a person doesn't know about it, and you want to be mezaka, you want to make a Ruvi Tchumim for him. So if the person didn't tell you, but you know your friend wants to walk outside the city on the Shabbos, so you want to put out on the Ruvi Tchumim for your friend without asking him. The lachar is not chal. You can't do it shloi midaitoi. Let's say you have a chotzer that a few people, like an apartment house, and you want to make an error for everybody in the house, you're allowed to do it even without asking the shush from the other people. So that's the klal nochemul. The time I'm Rabbi Yehuda, the madav of mamurim that I say you can't do make an error without asking the person. That's only the ruvi tchumim. But the ruvi chatzeres, mashenik, in the case of an apartment house where you have a chotzer and a few people live, open their houses, open up into that chotzer, then ma'arvin bein ladas bein shlo ladas. Whether the person knows about it, whether he doesn't know about it, I can make an error for him. Why? The svar is, shezokim liyodim shloi b'fonav. Because it's a schus for a person to be able to carry from his apartment into the chotzer. Like, he's not losing anything. He only has what to gain. So he's treated nichalei. So that's the klal. You could be zaycha, do something for somebody else, even without asking him. Shloi b'fonav. Din zchiya. Like a zchiya is mitam shlichus, you could do it without asking him. The ain chavim liyodim ela b'fonav. Mashenk is to make a chav for a person to do something bad to him. You can't do it unless you ask him first. Semei leruve tchumim is called a chav. Why is it called a chav? Because you want to now put an erev outside 2,000 amis. So if that erev is chav, this person now could only walk 2,000 amis from that point. He could only walk till his house. Let's say he wants to make a left turn. He wants to go further the other way from his house. He's not allowed to walk because he has a tchum over there. Mashenk, if this tchum is not chal, then his coin in his house, and from his house he could walk all around the payamama, so he could walk leftwards. So it's not so poshut, the ruvi tchum is a schus for him, therefore without asking him it's a chav, that's why you can't do it. Let's see Rashi. The ruvi tchumim d'shem echoiv loy, lahafsa da payam lemizruch, al manas l'shtakeh bi'al payam lemarif. That's why you can't do it. You're not losing out anything. So this is a raya to show that a ruve tchum is more chumra than a ruve chatzeris. So she has the kasha, toys, she has the posh of the kasha, v'im toim effect toysis. The first toys, ain't chavin. V'abza hechim mucham yachad, the ruve tchum v'chamiri. Haloyena tam toli b'choymer, hela mishum, de'in chavin liyad mishab afonav. Like there's no raya, one's more chumra than the other one. It's a posh of the svarim. Why a ruve tchum where you're being machmir for the person, you're being making a chayvin? You can't be chayvin. You can't make do something bad for somebody. Mashenka the ruve chatzeris, that's good for him. You could do for him. So what's the raya? One's a chumra, one's a kula. They're both just as kula, just as chumra. They're different svarim why you can't do it. But I said a shreya teretz. Even though you know your friend really wants to go to the drasha tomorrow, that the Rav is speaking more than Alpayim Mama that way. So really you know your person's nicha with the Yerim. Still it's not chal. Because there's a slight chance, maybe it's not going to be nicha with it, maybe he'll change his mind not to go to the drasha, but rather go see somebody else the other way. Even though it's a slight chance, it's not chal. Mashenka, my Ruben Chatzeris is also a slight chance he's losing out. You take a matzah from him. To make it a Ruben Chatzeris, you have to collect matzahs. So going to his house, you're taking out a matzah from him and using it for him. That's also a ksat choy. Still, we say it is chal. So what's the chilik? So Elamai Yitzharaya Tchumim is a more chomad gadin. That's why even a ksat choy doesn't help. Mashenka and Chatzeris is a more cool dik aloche. It's not so chomer. So even though there's a ksas choiv involved, but about the schus is bigger, the Eruv Chatzeris is chal. This is a raya that Eruv Chumim is more chumra, more chomer than Eruv Chatzeris. So therefore, the cloud that Yeshua Balevi said, Halacha Gedivri Yameko Be'erivin, only applies to Eruv Chatzeris and does not apply to Eruv Chumim according to Rav Papa. Yeah. Rav Ashi says another teretz now. Again to the Kasha and Yeshua ben Levi. Why do you say two halachis? Rav Ashi Yomer Itzrich. Salka Daita Chamina. Hani Mili Bishir Erev. When do I say halachis? Could you make up Erev? When Metchila you had a good Erev there. And at the end later the Erev like got smaller and smaller and smaller. Shir means the end part of the Erev. Like even though Metchila when you make an Erev you have to use a Mazon Shtei Sudis. You have to put, let's say, two chalas down for the Erev. That's Metchila. Let's say later, after Shabbosim went on, the Erev got eaten up, and a little bit chal is left over. Still it's kosher. The Baat Metchila was kosher, the end part is still kosher. Avo Metchila's Erev, Mashenki Metchila, when you want to make an Erev Metchila, Eimaloi, maybe there we wouldn't say Halacha Gedivri Yamekom. When it's a question of Metchila, how you have to make the Erev Metchila, maybe then Halacha Gedivri Yamachmir. When did Yeshua Ben Levi say Halacha Gedivri Yamekom? Only by the end of the Erev. So Mela is good, and now Mishnah Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. There are some machlokes at the beginning of the Erev. The question is, at the beginning of Shabbos, he was sleeping. So was he kohen shvisa? Wasn't he kohen shvisa? Did he have like a din tchumen, or didn't he have a din tchumen? So that's a shal at the beginning of an Erev. So I would think maybe after Paschal the Chumrah. Kamashlo and Yeshua ben Levi, a second halacha. No, halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Even in this case, Tchilas Erev, also we Paschal the Kula. Such Rashi. Hani milu dalach gedivri kemekol beiru bichatzeres atayi bishure erev shaniach erev b'makom amishdamer metchila you put down an erev the size a good size in a watchable place lekama shabbos this was there a few shabbosim v'nismaya toichu mishir beisudis and at the end of a few shabbosim the two chalas got smaller than the shear of two sudis is makilim beiliach shuri still we say the erev is good you let it carry out that shabbos into your chotzer about metchila the erev was chal is still a good chal still a good. Avol the machlokes shall tchilas eriv, but if you have a machlokes in an halacha, what's the negayah today about first making an eriv? Loi neizu bosel mekum. Maybe there we don't pass the divrei mekum. For how the Rabbi Yochanan and Benuri could tchilas eriv dummy. So now it's very good. Well, you had to say a second halacha, Rabbi Yochanan and Benuri, because that shal is a sofik in the beginning of an eriv. Is he kinda tchumim or not? So that's why you need a second mer halacha, Rabbi Yochanan and Benuri. For the Gemara now, we know tamer. How do I know this yisoid? Tishonilon that there's a difference. Bein shiurei erev letchilas erev, that there's a difference about when you first make an erev, or if you already made one, and now it's a few weeks later, the end of the erev, titznan. We learn it like this. Omer Rabbi Yosi, v'med v'om amurim betchilas erev. When do I say you have to have a big shear of mazon shtei sudas to put down for the erev? We'll learn about later on. That's only at the beginning of the erev. Avo b'shir erev. If now this is the second, third, or fourth Shabbos, and now the erev became a little bit smaller, the bread got crumbled up, lost some pieces of it. Afilu kolshu, even if now the challah is mamish down to a small part, still it's kosher. This is an interesting halacha. And we only said b'chlaud halacha to make an eruvin chatzeros. Elo kedesh l'shakeach teiras eruv min atanoikis. That your children should not forget about the halachas of an eruv. That's why they are born and made up in eruvin chatzeros. So let's see Rashi. When do we say there's halacha how much of the bread you have to collect from each person? There are two shirim there. If you collect from a few people, if you have a mozen shtei sudis, that's enough even for no matter how many people you need. And if you don't want to have mozen shtei sudis, then you have to have a shir of a gregris from each person. If each person gave you a shir challah of a kegregris, you can make an eruvin chatzeros. Now, when do we need such halacha? That's only at the beginning, when you first put the eruv down. But once it was there, the latest Shabbosim, it's good afilu kol shu, l'chol echad. Even if you only have a mashu left over for each person, still the eruvin chatzeros is good. Now, the Bryce ends off here, for lo yomru la'aruvet la'aruv chatzeros. Why bechal did the rabbanon say you have to make a eruvin chatzeros? Elo shle l'shakeach esatinoikis. So Rashi, learns here in modern pshat shle l'shakeach teiras eriv midoiras haboyim. That people the next generation should not forget about hilchas erivin. Avol ike eriv v'tchumahu. The ike eriv is only tchumin. But Rashi is saying the ike erivin is really eriv tchumin. That's the ike tchumin. Now this din eruv chatzeres. That Rabbonin said you're not allowed to carry from my house to your house, and therefore I have to make an Rubi Chaseris, was only a Zaitik Chumra, today that people should know there's such a thing as an Erevin, you shouldn't forget about a Rubi Chumim. That's the whole reason why they made a Rubi Chaseris. So what is Lagayat Tawa Gemara? So Mamela, that's the Svar why you could be making by Rubi Chaseris. Since Bechal a Rubi Chaseris is not really a big Tzarech, it's only for the purpose that you should not forget to make a Rubi Chumim sometimes. So since the shots are big kulam, therefore it could be makel by Rubi Chaseris. That's why Rashi learns here. Tosis doesn't like that this pshat. Tosis learns Shtala Shakeach Teres Erbin Minatonikis. Pirush Akuntris Avolik Erev B'tchumim Hu O Mishnhi Zu the common Perak Chaloin. The Shom Pirush Akuntris Dininacha. There Rashi learns differently. Loyomru Larva B'Chaseris Liachas and Nishtatzfu L'Shakeach Teres Erev Chaseris. That's another pshat. Meforshim like that pshat. There we'll see later on. There's a shalom when you have a movi. When you have a movi means you have a houses, the chatzeris into the movi. So you can make your shtufa mivoyis. That means you make one shit that everybody in the movi is everybody together. So in the case when you make your shtufa mivoyis, then really there's no tzarech to make a rubi chatzeris. Since you make your shtufa mivoyis, you're all together, you don't need the rubi chatzeris. So in such a case over there, Rashi there says that's pshat. Why in such a case you need a rubi chatzeris? You shouldn't forget about making a rubi chatzeris. So not the Pshalag Rashi says here, the Iker is a Rubi Tchumim, and Chatzeres is only to remember to do Tchumim. No, rather two separate halachas. Tchumim is one halacha, and the Rubi Chatzeres was at the corner by itself. So what does it mean we make a Rubi Chatzeres not to forget halachas? It means only in the case of Shtufim Mavoyis. When you have a big Mavi, we'll see halachas later about this. And you make a Shtufim Mavoyis, everybody's together in the Mavi, then really, Mifaradin, you don't need the Rubi Chatzeres. Still, you should do it, stam, not to forget halachas. So the kid said to Rai here the word that we're makel l'shir erev at the end of the erev, but not for the tchilus erev. Therefore, Rabbi Shur Ben Levi had to say a second halacha, halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, even though that's halacha the beginning of an erev. Right? Rabbi Yaakov said tomorrow, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Zrika, Omru, halacha k'Rabbi Kiva mechaveri. That's time to say now klolim how we paskin like. If you have a machlekes in the Gemara, who do we paskin like? They say a klal like this. Omru halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi. That means if only one person argues on Rabbi Akiva, we always pass like Rabbi Akiva. U k'Rabbi Yosi mechaverov. Whenever there's a machlokes Rabbi Yosi and afilu chaverov, afilu a rabbim, afilu a few people argue on Rabbi Yosi, still we pass like Rabbi Yosi. U k'Rabbi mechaveroi. And when Rabbi argues on somebody, we only pass like Rabbi if only one person is arguing on him. When you have a rabbim arguing on Rabbi, we don't pass like Rabbi. So the moral of my hilchasa, for what purpose did they say over this klal? Did they say it to really mean to paskin from this klal? Or no, they only said the klal, but not l'halocha. So more Ravasi the machloikis, Ravasi yom halocha. They meant to say, you know, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Zrika said over this klal, they meant to say halocha l'maisa. So whenever you find the machloikis, the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva and Chaveroi, you should know we paskin like him. So that's what Rabbi Yaakov is saying. He meant l'halocha. No, he did not mean lalocha. Matin just means that if somebody asks you privately, what should I do? We taka tell him that's lalocha. But we don't dash in it barabin. It's a less of a cloud. It doesn't mean your mamish dash in barabin to everybody. Matin just means if a yochid asks you, you can tell him these are lalochas. But you don't dash in it barabin. We don't forget, we don't even die, even if a yochid tells you, we don't even tell him that's the lochum. Nirin just means that if the yevid, somebody did like that, we let him stay like that. We don't tell him to be choizim. Like it's much less of a clown, nirin. Like Rashi says, nirin, oi ru yolai marinin. We don't even paskin even to yochid this way. Over the yemosa kreb yosi. But luisui, somebody did paskin like that, you should know loy mahadrin and uvdun. We don't tell him to be choizim. So it's a machlokes exactly what do they mean by these klolim here, we paskin like Rebbe or Rebbe Yosi or Rebbe Kiva. The imam shmin halacha l'maisa, or just am nirin, or just am matin. So the Gemara, matin. Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Chanina, oma nirin, koloshin hazeh. No. Like this lashon, he said over another klolim about how he paskin. He said like this: Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. If you have a machlokes in any place in Shas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, is halachic Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi. If it's a machlokes anywhere in Shas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, halachic Rabbi Yosi. We paskin with Rabbi Yosi. V'yein sorach leima Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi. Avade for Rabbi Meir argues on Rabbi Yosi. Avade halachic Rabbi Yosi. Yeval hashda b'mokim Rabbi Yehuda. Leitha is the mocking Rabbi Yosi mi boy. Madach Rabbi Meir doesn't stand up and mocking Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't stand up and mocking Rabbi Yosi. Savada Rabbi Meir and mocking Rabbi Yosi doesn't stand up. Savada the pasul of Rabbi Yosi. Omer Rabasi, af ani loymed. I also learned like this that what Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, if there is a machlokes in shas between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, halacha to Rabbi Yosi, pasul of Rabbi Yosi. The Omer Rabab Omer Rabbi Yechinin. What's his raya? Because they said like this, that the Yomer, Rebbe Abba, Omer Rebbe Yechinon, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon. We have a machlokes, Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon, halachic Rebbe Yehuda. We pass like Rebbe Yehuda. Or the Zoy, hashtab amokim Rebbe Yehuda, leitha, madach Rebbe Shimon. Doesn't stand up connected Rebbe Yehuda, but mokim Rebbe Yosi mi boy. Avad Rebbe Shimon can't stand up connected Rebbe Yosi. Madach Rebbe Yehuda doesn't stand up connected Rebbe Yosi. So Avad Rebbe Shimon doesn't stand up connected Rebbe Yosi. Therefore, Machlokes Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon, Halachas Rebbe Yehuda. Yeah. Mari boy luhu. What about Rebbe Meir Rebbe Shimon Mai? This is Machlokes Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Shimon. Who should we paskin like? Teikel. It's not Mavuy Klo. Doesn't say Klo who the psak should be. So usually the klal should be in the Raisi you go to Chumra, in the Rabbanan you go to Kula. Omer Rav Mishashia, Lesnayo Lahani Kloli. He doesn't like these klolim that we'll learn till now. He doesn't like these klolim. Why not? What's his raya that he has a kasha in one of these klolim? Minole Rav Mishashia, how does he know, like, what's his kasha that he doesn't like these klolim we just learned? Ilayman Meho, if you want to tell me from this, the Tznan we learned, Rebbe Shimon Oimer, Lomer Hadava Doimer in our Mishnah. Rebbe Shimon said, what's the case, again, when you have three people that, let's say, were sleeping outside the city, according to the Chachomim, that they were sleeping Friday afternoon, and they woke up on Shabbos. So according to Chachomim, they're not Kohen Shvisa. Each one only has the right to walk Dal Damis. That's all. They can't walk out of the Dal Damis. And you have three people next to another. So Lachar is, this person's two Amis is in this person's two Amis, and this one's two Amis is in his two Amis. So Lachar was, he's allowed to move with him. He could move with both of them, and this one also can move with the middle one. But the two outside ones, since they're more than 8 amas apart, they can't go to one or the other. That's the din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said it's a moshul where you have three chatzerim. Moshul says it's not Shimon Oimer, Lomer Adav Adoimer, Legimul chatzeris, like you have three different chatzeris, Hapsuchai Zuluzum, each chatzer opens up one into the other, but also Upsuchas Rishus Rabin. Each one also has its own exit and entrance from the Rishus Rabin. So each one to be a special reshus by itself. So it depends. Irvu shtayim hachitzoynis imhom tzoyis. Is the two outside chatzeris made in the roof of chatzeris with the middle chatzer is a din. He muteris imohim. The middle chatzer is allowed to carry from itself to either one of the two chatzeris because it has the roof of chatzeris with both of them. Tehein muteris imo, and the both outside ones are allowed to carry from the outside one into the middle one. Avu shtayim hachitzoynis asurim zum zu. But the two outside chatzeris, they can't carry from one chatzar to the other chatzar, because they don't have any Ruvi chatzaris. They were marav together, the two outside chatzaris. So that's the muscle of our Mishnah. When you have three people, and the mamar is like 8 amas apart, just the middle one is in between them, so the middle one could handle with both of them, and each one could handle with the middle one, but the two outside ones can't go to one the other. V'yomer Rav Chama Bagru, Yomer Rav, Halacha K'Rebi Shimon. He said, you should know, in our Mishnah, we pass like Reb Shimon. Now, Oman Polagalei, who argues on Reb Shimon? Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda is the one that argues on Reb Shimon. So now this is the clash on your Cholim. I've Amarta, you just got finished saying before, that Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Halacha, Reb Yehuda. When there's a Machlokes, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon, who do you pass like? We pass like Reb Yehuda. And here I say, not like you. In our Mishnah, since we pass like Reb Shimon, even though Reb Yehuda argues on him, so Ryan, not like you. Ela lav shmamina lesnayu, that your klolim you said are not emes, they're wrong. Fred Gemara, my kushu, what's so shver on his klolim? Dilma, the klal is like this. Heicha di yitme itmer. Erech nami, klal is always the pshad. If it doesn't say klo, who we paskin like, you have a klal. Halacha k'Reb Yehuda. You have a stam machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Min astam, we always paskin like Reb Yehuda. But erech nami, there could be some case we paskin like Reb Shimon if it says beferish. That's the kasha. Well, my kushya, duma heicha di yitmitmer. Where it says beferish halacha k'Reb Shimon, we could paskin like Reb Shimon. But my klal is heicha de lo yitmer lo yitmer. Where it doesn't say klo, we paskin like Reb Shimon. Then the klal is emes. You have a machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. We always paskin like Reb Yehuda. Only if a case that says beferish halacha k'Reb Shimon, about every single klal, there's a yitzim in a klal. Just there's a klal, that it could be a yitzim in a klal. How do we know it's a yitzim in a klal? It has to say beferish. If it says beferish, halacha k'Reb Shimon, then it's good. But min hastam halacha k'Reb Yehuda. So this wouldn't be a kasha on the klolim. So the Moriah l'mayhur, and my kasha is from a different case. L'mayhur, the Tanan, ir shel yochid. You have a city that like belongs to a yochid, means you don't have 600,000 people living in the city. Kozman, you don't have 600,000 people, it's called an ir shel yochid. These are complicated halachas we'll see later on in the Masechta, the Nun test is about. Ir shel yochid, v'nasis shel rabin. Then later on, more people came into the city, and now they have a population of 600,000. Is halacha marvin es kula. Still, if they want to make an eruv chatzeris around the whole city, they're allowed to make an eruv around the whole city, and the whole city could walk here. And it's providing there's no rishus rabim inside the city, because minatchila, this is halacha. So when you have a city that does not have 600,000 people there, then you are allowed to make an eruv all around the city, and you carry in the whole city. But let's say Matkhila, right away you have a big city, 600,000 people living there, even though there's no Rishus Rabin, there's no main street that's 16 amas wide, all the streets are very narrow, there's no din Rishus Rabin in the city. Still, Midirabonin, you're not allowed to make an eruv all around the city. You have to leave over a little part of the city. We'll soon see how much you have to leave over. You have to leave over some parts to let the shtakach hilchas Rishus Rabin. Yeah, could be, right, yeah. It means either there's a wall, or if there's no wall, they put it on the Terus HaPesach around. Either way. In other words, halacha is you're allowed to make an eruv all around the city. If it's not Shishim Rebuyim. If you have Shishim Rebuyim in the city, then you're not allowed to make an eruv around the whole city. You have to leave over part of the city that's not included in the eruv. So here the halacha is, if Metchil, the city, didn't have 600,000, and then people came into it, you still have the first kulam that you're allowed to make the whole city into an eruv. Is Marvin es kula. What about Sherabin? First the city had 600,000 people living there. V'nasa shayoch, and then some people went away. Is halacha ain Marvin es kula. It retains its first chumrah, that you can't make an eruv around the whole city. You have to leave over some part of the city when you make an eruv around. Elim came oisa chutzalo. You have to leave over some part of the city as big as a new city in Yehuda. How big is the first city in Yehuda? You have to leave over a part of the city that has 50 people living there. If you leave over one part of 50 people, the rest of the city you can include in your eruv. Dear Reb Yehuda, this is Reb Yehuda Shita. Reb Shimon says, you don't have to leave over so much 50 people. You just have to leave